Hey, I'm Shrieker, and this is Letters of Wonder. Each week, I share one honest reflection about clarity, growth, and what it means to live a wonderful life. This week's letter is called, I Tracked My Days Every Day for 7 Years. Here's what I learned. For the longest time, I lived on autopilot. I would do whatever I felt like doing, and then I wondered why I felt like crap. It's interesting because doing whatever you want is a beautiful thing, but only once you know what actually energizes you. Naval Ravikant talking about freedom and living an unscheduled life is one thing, and a miserable, broke person saying that is a complete other. I like how Sahil Bloom puts it. Say yes to everything, then start saying no to things. Until you say yes to everything, you won't know what energizes you and what doesn't. In high school and college, I spent a lot of time hanging out with friends, going out, and watching TV. I also spent a lot of time building a business, traveling to places, making new friends, and writing. Because I said yes to all those things, I started slowly noticing what energized me and what didn't. It took some time, but soon I became more and more clear on what truly fulfilled me versus what was just giving me fun in the moment. And then I began leaning into what brought me energy. Let's talk about energetic journaling. To lose weight, you track your weight on the scale. To make money, you track your money in the bank. To get better test scores, you take practice tests and track your scores. It's the same way with your energy. By tracking your energy, you can actually start to lean into it. That's where the idea of energetic journaling comes in. For the last 7 years, I've been journaling every single day. I write down what I did in the day, the conversations I had, and finally how I felt. The how I felt part is the energetic journaling part. To make it even more effective, I broke it down into 3 parts for you. Number 1, energizers. These are things that lift your spirit. Number 2, neutralizers. These are things that don't move the needle. And finally, number 3, drainers. These are the worst things. These are the things that make you feel worse than before. So the idea is that you spend a few minutes each day tracking your energy. And at the end of the week, you review all 3. Then you figure out how to incorporate more energizers into your day. And soon your days will start to become very beautiful. Think of it like your soul's to-do list. And here's the best part. This to-do list actually gives you a glimpse into your life's purpose. As you keep leaning into what energizes you, your life begins to change. Okay, so how do you actually transform your life? Well, how you live your days is how you live your life. If you think about it, your life is just a long string of days put together. That's why it helps to think in decades, but act in days. You'll begin to repeat the same daily activities that lead to greatness over a long period of time. And every activity you engage in is a trade-off for something else. That's where I find an interesting interlink between energy and a beautiful life. The more you lean into what truly energizes you, the more your life will begin to feel harmonious. I want to interject with a quote from Naval Ravikant. A busy calendar is a death of agency. I put this quote here for a reason. Naval talks about the unstructured life a lot, and I referenced it in the beginning of this episode. Being able to do whatever you feel like in the moment. But here's a quick reminder. Naval speaks from a place of earned freedom. If you're still lost in life or you're feeling unhappy, you need to say yes before you learn what to say no to. You need to do everything and then slowly audit your energy. Only then will you be able to shift to crafting a life of unstructured freedom like Naval. Or else, you'll kind of just be spinning your wheels, chasing drainers and neutralizers rather than energizers. To help illustrate this better, I wanted to break down the 4 stages of freedom. This was something I thought about and came up with, basically with a chart that portrays the different levels of freedom. And here they are. Number 1 is chaotic obligation. Number 2 is trapped discipline. Number 3 is liberated structure. And number 4 is earned freedom. Let me explain. So you start in chaotic obligation. Many of you guys might be in this phase. It's the phase where there's no structure or control. You're kind of just saying yes to anything that comes your way, and it's almost an escape from yourself. In this stage, drainers, neutralizers, and energizers are all hard to distinguish. Basically, you're kind of doing all of them, and you really don't even know which one is which. You're overstimulated and undernourished, and it feels like freedom, kind of like what Naval talks about, but it's not, because you don't really have any actual things that you're doing. You're kind of just avoiding everything. And so you're also not choosing what to do with your time. You're kind of just escaping responsibility. Okay, so from that stage, something eventually clicks. This is where you begin to build some rhythm and you get curious about your energy and you kind of start noticing what gives you a sense of freedom. Now, this can be things like nature walks, reading books, doing some deep work, or loving conversations. Remember, don't get it confused with things that are fun in the moment that actually drain you afterwards. Like, for example, partying all night long and then the next morning you feel like crap. That is not an energizer. So once you begin structuring your days for peace with things that actually energize you in the moment and as well as after, this stage is known as trap discipline. Because you do have a system now, but it's still shaky. You're still saying yes to things that don't align because you're not super sure how to say no, and you really haven't mastered how to hold your boundaries yet, but you're on the path and you've figured out the things that you truly love. Moving on to the next stage, which is called liberated structure. This is when your calendar isn't a prison anymore. It's kind of more of a mirror of your energy. So you're saying no more quickly to the things that drain your energy. And it feels like you've built your days around what actually fuels your life. Anything that comes in that really doesn't appeal to you, you kind of just say no on. And because you're a lot more clear on what brings you life, you say no to a whole lot more things. And some areas probably still need refinement here, and things won't always be perfect, but the system is yours and it's working, and you're very much leaning towards energy. Okay, so if you finally go deep enough, you basically stop tracking altogether. And this isn't because you're lazy, but it's because you're free. You wake up and you kind of just know what to do. You're fully intuitive, present, and spontaneous. But this also doesn't mean you just kind of give away your energy to everything and everyone. You're still very clear on where your energy should go, and you're completely free. And this is the last stage called earned freedom. And this is what I think Naval refers to when he talks about the unstructured life, because structure falls away here and rhythm kind of becomes your instinct. You do know exactly where your energy's highest and you lean towards those things, and you're not doing the things that feel good in the moment that drain you afterwards. So that is the structure that I wanted to break down. I know it's kind of hard to imagine this chart with just a podcast, especially if you're listening to it on audio, but I have written a newsletter about this if you want to go check it out. All right, so I want to mention here that your days are your life. And so why is it so important to track what lights you up? Well, because it leads to a deeper principle of purpose. And here's how that actually unfolds. Number one, you start by doing everything. Like I mentioned, you kind of just do everything to see. Number two, you get clear on what feels light. Light essentially just meaning purposeful or something that you love. Again, not draining afterwards. Number three, you do more of what feels light. Number four, you start to see the life that you want to build. And finally, number five, you kind of just repeat those same actions every day and your life just builds upon itself. I use the terms energy, feeling light, and what you love interchangeably here. And notice I didn't skip to just saying life's calling immediately. It doesn't work like that. You don't just find your purpose. You have to do what feels good in the moment that also feels good afterwards, and you kind of just build your days day on, day on, day on. Okay, so it takes a lot of experimentation to figure out what energizes you versus what just feels good in the moment, but that's when really the boring part comes. And I say boring like this because it's not really that boring. It just kind of sounds boring to do. Because doing what lights you up is obviously the most fun thing ever. It just might not seem that way to other people. But it sounds boring to repeat the same actions every day. Like, for example, I love going to the gym, but if I tell someone I just go to the gym and I spend 1 hour every single day lifting weights, somebody might find that really boring. But it's what transforms your life, and I love it. Okay, so I wanted to introduce this concept of an unfolding test to you guys. And it's a quick test that'll actually help you build a better life. Here's how it works. I want you to ask yourself, if I do this thing every single day for 5 years, what will my life look like? Here's an example. Let's come back to the weights example. So lifting weights might energize you, but will doing it daily unfold into something beautiful in 5 years? Will I be able to actually progress from this? And the answer is yes. My body is going to feel better. I'll have better health. I'll look better. And everything is just amazing. And I probably will live longer too. Now, take something like gossiping with friends. You might feel good in the moment, like you're going to say, hey, I'd love to do this. This is fun. What if you gossiped every day for 5 years? Where would you be? Well, you'd probably feel like crap, first of all, for talking about people behind their backs. Number two, other people will probably start doing it to you. And number three, you're going to be spending all this time gossiping, which you should have probably spent doing or could have probably spent doing something else that could have moved your life forward in terms of wealth or happiness or fulfillment or whatever that might be. So it's not the gossip that energizes you. It's probably just the connection with people. Spending time with people might be the actual thing. Again, this unfolding test, where will I be in 5 years, is really helpful to distinguish real energizers from false highs. Again, I've included some charts in my newsletter if you guys want to check that out. I want to end with a quick story for you guys. It's called The Janitor with a Joke. There was once a teenage janitor who cleaned classrooms at night. Most thought he was strange, too loud, always making faces, talking to himself in different voices. and no one knew he lived in a van. No one saw him at night, standing on desks with a mop like a mic, telling jokes to empty rooms, and practicing his craft in silence. This janitor wanted to be a comedian. That's where he felt the most energy. But he bombed in his mind 1,000 times before he ever touched a real stage. And people just saw a poor kid with too much energy. But this kid saw a future. So he kept leaning and leaning into his energy. He performed, he failed, he rewrote, and he returned. And he kept doing it over and over and over again. Until finally one day somebody laughed. But this time it wasn't at him. They laughed at his joke. Then a whole room laughed. Then the world laughed. That janitor that I told you about, his name was Jim Carrey, and he is now one of the most famous comedians and actors in the world. And what the world called delusion was just him leaning into his energy, even when the whole world laughed, until the whole world laughed. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.